The Geography of Ancient China. Ancient China covered a large area. The climate, soil, landforms, and waterways varied greatly depending on the region. Contrasting climate and landforms. The North China Plain is located in East Asia. It is built up of soil deposits from the Huang River. The North China Plain and its surrounding highlands, as well as far northern China, have only a brief but intense summer rainy season caused by monsoon winds. However, the region doesn't get much rain the rest of the year. As a result, the climate is very dry. The climate in the south, in contrast, is warm and wet. Monsoons from the South China Sea bring heavy rains to southern China from March to September. Light rain falls the rest of the year. Effects on civilization. Geographic barriers such as mountains and seas separated China from other lands. As a result, the Chinese had little knowledge of the civilizations of Egypt, India, Greece, and Rome. They were so sure that they lived at the center of the world that they called themselves the Middle Kingdom. China's rivers overflowed their banks each spring, bringing fresh, fertile topsoil to the land. For that reason, China's first farming villages developed along its rivers. Civilization began along the Huang River and later spread south to wetter land along the Chang, China's longest river. Yellow River. The Huang is the second longest river in China. It is also the muddiest river in the world. In fact, it is called the Yellow River because of the loess, or yellow-brown soil, that its waters carry along. When the Huang floods, it deposits loess on the surrounding plain. Over many years, the Huang has carpeted the North China Plain with a thick layer of fertile soil. There, the Chinese grow a grain called millet. Millet has been an important part of the Chinese diet for thousands of years. Huang River. The Chinese people also call the Huang China's sorrow. It brought life to the land, but it also took life away. Destructive floods could come without warning, sometimes as often as every 2 years. Some floods drowned thousands of people. At times, the floodwaters ran with such force that they cut an entirely new path over the land. As a result, the course of the river could change by hundreds of miles. Flood control. To help control the flooding, early Chinese people built dikes along the banks of the Huang. A dike is a protective wall that holds back the waters. As more loess settled to the bottom of the river, the level of the river rose. Eventually, the river rose high enough to overflow the dikes, causing even more deadly floods. Despite such dangers, the early Chinese people continued to settle along the banks of the Huang. Reading check. What did the Chinese do to control flooding?